Hello, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and welcoming you back to Economics 101. And today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Alex Jones, the radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker, economic analyst, political commentator, and general mastermind behind Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones, thank you for joining me today on the program.
Quite an introduction. Thanks for having me. I love your important work you're doing.
Excellent. Well, today I'd like to talk specifically about the moves towards the cashless society that we've been seeing coming from every angle lately. We've seen this in numerous moves, such as Peter Aliff, the head of Visa Europe, having said that he wanted to see a cashless society by 2012. We've seen the National Irish Bank moving towards cashless banking. We've seen even trivial examples of children's games being changed to use cashless forms of payment. We've seen this coming from so many angles that it seems to be a coordinated agenda. So what's your take on what this agenda is and why it's so important for the economic elite to bring in a cashless society?
Well, it's neo-feudalism. It's serfdom. You have the private banking cartels that control the issuance of currency and credit worldwide, openly announcing the formation of a global constitution between the G20 banks, openly setting up world government and bypassing the nation states and the people that live in those republics and supposed democracies. And so what's happening is you have the artificial fiat parasite economy waging war against the real Main Street economy or the agrarian or manufacturing economy. And everything they do in their own documents is meant to make us dependent on government and to be able to track and trace everything we're doing, to be able to turn our national ID cards off, to be able to stop us from buying and selling and engaging in commerce. Everything that the world government pushes for is globally controlling taxes and regulations so that you can't have what they call tax havens. Because if you're going to have 80% taxes in France, that will make people move away from France to, say, the U.S., where we have roughly 50% taxation. So all of these collectivist planners who run this system talk about how important it is that everything we do be transparent to them and that we have no privacy so they can micromanage and track every facet of our lives. And so every major technological rollout that we see is about making us completely dependent on the system and getting us into a system of overtaxation and regulation so that all your smaller businesses and corporations and family-owned institutions are phased out and only the Fortune 100 control the world. And then they will also continue warring with each other to consolidate the power. And so that's what all of this is about. They admit that that's what this is about. But that's only a means to an end. The end is what I cover in my film, End Game. Once they have the planetary cashless society surveillance grid that the Pentagon has designed in place with the license plate reading cameras, the face scanning cameras, where everyone is buying and selling according to RFID, where all products have RFID in it, they can track the real world just like Google can track cyberspace. And it actually allows them to predict human activity along the mass or group dynamics right down to individual choices you're going to make with upwards of a 99 percentile accuracy rate. So it's also about imitating God. They want to control the weather. They openly say this. They want to control reproduction. They want to be able to control all of the agrarian farming and ranching that's going on. They want to be able to have omnipresence type surveillance. So this is literally a crystal ball of control where they know what really makes us tick by tracking our purchases, the choices we make, what we watch on television, where we surf on the internet, the laptops, watching the school children, even when they're at home. This is tools in the hands of these people that tyrants like Hitler and Stalin and Mao could only dream of or probably couldn't even dream of. And that's why I have the website prisonplanet.com, because in the elite's own statements, they say they are creating a giant worldwide prison. And the final equation, world government is only the beginning. Once they have it in place, they will then stop just beta testing cancer viruses and vaccines and sodium fluoride, other poisons in the water, and all the major GMO crops and every study sterilizing the rodents and other lab animals that it's tested on. They will then accelerate from soft kill to hard kill and kill at least 80% of the world's population.
Well, that's right. This agenda is so vast, it's almost mind-boggling. And as vast as it is, it's also that ambitious. So what do you see as the time frame for implementation of this cashless society?
I've seen statistics of already over 90% of purchases in Europe are digital, cashless, upwards of 90% in Asia, in Japan, in South Korea, in the major cities of China. It's close to that in the United States, and they're running PSAs on television worldwide, demonizing cash as if it's dirty and bad. Because once the cashless grid is in place, then the bankers can completely abandon any connection to reality, and instead of having fractional reserve banking for every dollar or every yen or yuan or euro that the banks have, they can loan out $10 of money that doesn't exist. Now they can take that derivatives model of unlimited digital money and really expand their monopoly of power over currency and credit and take over the whole planet. So we're basically already there. They're just beta testing final pieces of it. And by 2015, unless people resist, we will be locked into a cashless society control grid, similar to the no-fly list. I saw Governor Ridge 7 years ago, the new head of Homeland Security, when it was first funded as a cabinet position, say that if you're not in good favor with the government, your national ID card will be turned off. You won't be able to work. So the no-fly will be a no-work. You won't be able to own a gun. There's no judge, no jury, no due process. You're just put on these lists. And they can put whatever disinformation they want in these databases. And so we're basically there. It just gets worse and worse as we go further downhill into what can only be described as a antichrist type system. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, you should be able to look at this and see how it's been set up to be an authoritarian controlling model where you will neither buy nor sell without this mark. And it's interesting to note that The unified treaties on global standardization for IDs have a thumbprint, a handprint, and a faceprint all rolled into one on the ID. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. It's numbered as 666. What is a human number? It is a biometric number calculated off of characteristics that are individual to each person.
That's right. Well, just in the last minute or two we have left, you mentioned that unless people resist, it's probably going to be in place, locked into place by 2015. So what are some points of resistance and ways people can fight against this agenda?
We need to expand our barter community. Even if you live in a city, you can raise fish, you can grow small crops, you can start bartering with your neighbors, try to use cash as much as you can, get your money out of big mega banks, like JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and other big mega banks that are part of this cartel, support local credit unions. Go talk to the credit unions, get involved, educate people about this threat so that they're aware of this. Again, this is designed so they can bring in total taxation, bankrupt almost everyone, and drive you onto government welfare so you're even more dependent so they can carry out the eugenics operations against you and your family. I mean, number one, just educate yourselves on how evil this controlling scientific technocracy is and realize that Eisenhower in 1961 warned about this development, and here we are 40 years later, and it's unfolding. Create alternative legal currencies. Trade in silver and gold. We see in the U.S. they're trying to come in with $1 million fines for garage sales, for swap meets. They're trying to shut down gun shows. Stop shopping at places like Walmart and big mega stores. They are economically conquering us and putting us on modern plantations, similar to what was done to the Native Americans. We must realize that we're being put into a scientifically designed prison. We must awaken to this and do everything we can to stop it.
Excellent. Well, Alex Jones, give out the websites one more time.
Sure, they're Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I have a syndicated radio show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Anybody can listen for free at Infowars.com. We have a great free iPhone app for anybody that has an iPhone. And this is all part of the tracking system, but we're reaching into the Matrix, using the Matrix own grid to get people out of the Matrix. And so we're trying to fight cybersecurity and all these other police state takeovers, as I know you are as well. And all my films are free online. We have two new films coming out in the month of April, Invisible Empire and Police State 4. So people can find out more at Infowars.com.
Excellent. Well, my hat's off to you for all the work you're doing. Alex Jones, thank you very much for joining me again today.
Hats off to you.